cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. Once again, we welcome you. Before we proceed, I must apologize, of course, for the butano kwana, where I was very, very tired. But here I am once again this very morning, welcoming you to our live AM edition on this very day, the Boxing Day, the 26th day of December in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is very close to 21 minutes past 7 a.m. here, 21 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning in our beloved Biafra land, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. I welcome you, and as I do so, please try or endeavor to welcome other people as well. Those of them who are well-meaning, those of them who are good, those of them who wants to join us to make sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. That is why we are here. That is what we are going to continue doing until this very Biafra comes and beyond. Wherever you are, I must welcome you. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved hardcore Biafrans on the Western Hemisphere of this very planet, those of you who are in Canada, the ones in the USA, the ones in Mexico, the ones in Trinidad and Tobago, those of you who are in Jamaica, the people who are in Brazil, the ones in Venezuela, those of you who are in Chile, the people who are in Guyana, we welcome each and every one of you to this very morning's edition of Radio Biafra Live presentation, not recorded. We are live on the air, and the only way you can know that is by the accuracy of the time that we give to you. Irrespective of where you are, the time now is 23 minutes past the top of the hour. And here on Radio Biafra, we are spreading this very gospel. We are propagating it right across the airwaves in some parts of Biafra land via CHK 97.6. We are also transmitting at the same time via satellite, those of you on Eutelsat, on Arabsat, on Darsat, and Amos 5, those of you whose frequency have changed recently, please continue to spread the message. If you have a flyer, you are in Biafra land or in the wider Zoological Republic, please change the information contained on the flyer. Inform people that our new frequency is now 12335. That they too may be able to follow what we are doing. That they too may be able to participate in this very effort, in this very noble task, in this noble undertaking to ensure that Biafra comes and beyond. This is your platform. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, please, please, please endeavor to make sure that once we take your call, that you turn your system off, completely off. If you cannot turn it down, you will please try and turn it off. And as always, we are interactive and must remain so, because that is what gives Radio Biafra its uniqueness. We are live and we are direct. By every means possible, as some of you celebrate and enjoy, we must remember those of them who are volunteers, those of them who are serving. For them, there is no Christmas. They did not go to any Christmas. They are in the forest, in the bushes around Biafra land, preparing to defend that very place against the Islamic Horde. You must remember them in your prayers. You must also think about them as you are with your families, having fun, as you are with your loved ones. They don't have anybody to stay with. Their loved ones is their mission. Their focus is to make sure that our land is protected, that our land is defended against the hordes of Islam that are about to descend very, very shortly. And they are doing an excellent work, which is why we must support them. Each and every one of us must support them. Every need that they need or they require in order to continue their devotion, their dedication to their country, we must please endeavor to encourage them. We must do so knowing fully well that the work they are doing is immeasurable. The work they are doing, you cannot put a price to it. It is the height of patriotism, the height of nationalism, that you love your country so much that you are willing and prepared to lay down your life for her, in her defense. There is nothing greater than that. We welcome each and every one of you, and as always, I will offer prayer, I will offer every praise, I will offer every honor and adoration to the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, who has made it possible for us to see this day, will have continued to bless us immeasurably and have also continued to abide with the families of Biafrans all around the face of this very earth. We pray that his ceaseless mercy and grace, which have guided us up until this very point, we pray that his love, his compassion, which have sustained us up to this very minute, we pray that since he brought out all of you who are listening, those of you who are dedicated, those of you who are hardcore, he will take us right to the end of this very journey, because only him is God, and he will accept so very graciously from us. He will continue to strengthen, to energize, to enthuse us, to make sure that we don't retreat in the face of adversity, to make sure that we will never, ever contemplate surrender of this noble enterprise. We pray that Chukwu Abiama will keep at bay the spirit of defeatism, that Chukwu Abiama will keep at bay the spirit of sabotage, and remove from each and every one of you the demon of envy, the demon of jealousy, the demon of avarice, that will Chukwu Abiama himself will continue to ensure that you are worthy to be called his own child. These are my prayers this morning, because there is no other entity worthy of praise apart from the Most High God, apart from heaven, because he is not man. Chukwu Abiama is creation itself. And this is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra right over this very planet Earth, the commander of all her loyal forces, those of them who understand the essence of discipline, who understand the essence of military protocol, who understand that without being loyal, there is no way you can follow command. Without command, there is no way we can meet our enemies in battle and defeat them. To all of you, I salute you. In the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are, I must welcome you. And as I said earlier, and as protocol demands, we will proceed to open our lines this very day, as we have been authorized to do by virtue of the work that we do. This is Radio Biafra. Tell those around you, inform them, tell them that we are here, tell them that we are doing the best we can to ensure that Biafra is restored. Tell them that it is their duty to ensure that we remain resolute in the face of adversity. Tell them it is their responsibility not to retreat nor surrender. Tell them that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, because of our incorruptibility. Tell them that we are beyond corruption. Tell them that nobody can deflect us away from what we are doing. Tell them that Chukwu Abiama sent us, and for that purpose, it is only Chukwu Abiama that we are answerable to. Tell them that our obligation to the dead outweigh that which we owe to the living. Therefore, there is nothing the living will do to deflect our attention from serving the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, through the restoration of his own kingdom upon the face of this very earth. Therefore, whatever you do, ensure that you appreciate, you understand that the work of Biafra restoration is divine. You will understand that the restoration of the kingdom of heaven is a divine process. If you find yourself as a principal officer of state, if you find yourself going out, canvassing, leafleting, supporting this very effort, indeed you're a child of heaven, and for that purpose only good things will continue to come your way. Do not change, do not retreat, do not surrender. Always ensure that the truth is spoken irrespective of the consequences. You must continue to speak the truth regardless. The devil will come to ask you to alter it, to say something so that you can look very good, to try and alter the course of nature, to try and bend the truth. You will tell Satan no, and for Satan to go behind you. That is why this very day, as always, we never ever change. We continue to do our work. We continue to do so with the full and uncompromising understanding that our resoluteness is what defines us. Our indefatigability is what gives us character. Our relentlessness is what our adversaries are afraid of. Therefore, we must maintain full tilt on all fronts. Never, ever contemplate stopping. Don't ever think about it. Never. Why are you stopping? Is the work done? We have not gotten Biafra. So why would you slacken? Why will you allow the devil to go into some people and use them to deceive you? The devil could not come down by himself in the Garden of Eden. They had to go into a snake. Therefore, the devil will not come to speak to you direct. The devil will command their demons, their legion of demons, to go into some people that fell from grace and will try to use them to destroy the work of the Most High God, Chukwuabiam. How you know this is because we have never failed before. There is nothing we have said we are going to do that we have not been able to accomplish. What we are doing, mere mortals cannot do it. How have we failed? Have we sold out? The answer is no. Did we go to the zoo called Nigeria? The answer is no. Did our preaching stop? The answer is no. Did we stop castigating all these vagabonds and criminals that have made your lives a misery? The answer is no. In what way did we change? Because we are unchangeable. We do not change. You are the ones that have changed because the devil came inside you. Of course you will change. You allowed yourself to be seduced by the power of gossip, by the power of jealousy and envy. Some of you have not read Julius Caesar before. Go and read it. There is nothing jealousy and envy cannot do. Even the best of friends can become enemies because one of you is harboring jealous tendency, I would say. We have done nothing wrong because we are above doing something wrong. I say it categorically. Chukwuabiam is my witness because he asked me to come. There is nothing we can ever do to harm this very effort. We are not like these gossipers. We are not like these enemies of progress. We are not like... Are you not ashamed of yourself, some of you, that you are following Awosa blood? Somebody born of Awosa, it goes to show that you yourself, that is Awosa blood inside you. If you are following an Awosa person, if you listen to Buhari, you listen to the useless vagabond, useless harlot at Enugu, it means that you yourself is Awosa Fulani. The question you must ask people always is this: what did they do wrong? The answer is nothing, zero. I came out of Biafra land because I have to travel to Japan. I told them I will come and I am going to Japan to go and see them. I came out of Biafra land because our effort must continue. The mobilization of all our families across the world is ceaseless and must continue. I have come to do that. Once I conclude it, I will go back on a specific date. It is not subject to change. I will return to Biafra land to coordinate this very effort to ensure that the name of the Most High God, Chukwuabiam, is praised. I will not ask you to do anything. I will not be there myself. Go and ask our people on the ground. They will tell you. I am a hands-on person. I follow everything religiously and studiously so that I can be able to raise people who think the way we do, who act the way we do. People who will go out before our enemies, not just to preach the gospel, but remain relentless. For you remain on the path of righteousness, because only through that very means will we be able to experience the glory of the Most High God, Chukwuebiam. Therefore, I welcome you this very morning. And as always, as protocol demands, our lines will be open. The UK line, the radio Biafra here in the UK, remains +44783130836. I repeat, +44078313038376. We are also on +44, which is our universal number, 208-133-9976. We are also on our line from the zoo, +234-805-909-8137. We are also on Radio Biafra on Skype and Radio Biafra 1. However you have chosen to contact us, if you do so, we will be able to take your call. Humanity will be able to hear your voice. If you have anything to say, any advice to offer, we will be here to take it. Therefore, we welcome you once again. We do apologize for our late coming. I was way too tired. Way too tired. You must bear with me. You must please try and bear with me. You must join us this very morning because it is the right thing to do. You must join us because that is the only righteous thing you left to do. This is the only thing that you own. This is the only... Isn't it ironic? If you go out and people ask you, what do you all of you have in common? There is only one thing all of you own. The only property you have, it is no longer Golden Guinea, it is not Nkalago Cement Factory, it is not Niger Gas, not Niger Steel, not Anamco, not ACB, not Cooperative and Commons Bank, not Progress Bank. You don't have Golden Guinea in common anymore, not even ceramics, not Olonam, not any of the rubber plantations that we have, not Aba Glass Factory. We don't even have Aba Textile Mill anymore. There is nothing that we have together as a people. The only thing you have, believe it or not, is Radio Biafra. That is nothing else that you can come out and say, we own this thing. This is our thing. This is my thing. Apart from Radio Biafra. Therefore, we are uniting each and every one of you. We are a uniting force. Some of you came here without knowing anybody. Today, you have friends and family members all over the world. Some of you who are principal officers, you sit down and your phone is ringing from all over the world. What do you think that is? It is not a miracle. We are putting you in touch with your own people. The only thing you can show to somebody is their own sibling, their own flesh and their own blood. And that is what we are doing. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. When the barrister is able, he will be able to join me and I will bring him to you right now without further hesitation. Having announced all our contact numbers, having also made it, our people aware as to why we are offering or why we are coming to you late this morning, we must proceed without hesitation, please, to make sure that I thank each and every one of you once again. There is something I have put up on my Facebook to make sure that all of you who have been part of 2014, that from the bottom of my heart, I thank you and I wish you the very best that life has to offer. The very best. But above all, that Biafra may come in our lifetime, not just in our lifetime, but that the world may be able to know that we exist. That's starting in a few weeks' time, in 2015, as we promised them, let us not allow our people to fail. I have not failed you. You will not fail me. Give us the support that we need and you will see miracle happen. And they will tell you we have commenced. And you will know about it because this is Radio Biafra. We are not going to slacken. We will not retreat nor surrender. It is either we get this Biafra or we die in it. One of the two must happen. Either Biafra comes or we are all dead. So be prepared. Be prepared. I gave them a promise. I intend to fulfill it. I don't say something I cannot do. Anything I tell you, I know we have the men to do it. That time has come. That time is only a few weeks away. Only you will stop us. Not Hausa Fulani, not Jonathan, not even the British. it is you that will stop the coming of Biafra. If you stay where you are, listening in secret and do nothing, then Biafra will not come. But if you rise up and say, I am here, what is happening to the children of God is not proper or right. If you support us financially and otherwise, if you volunteer yourselves to serve under this very banner, the tricolor of the rising sun, there is no way we will not prevail. A flag was given to me at Enugu on the 30th of May. It symbolized a lot. I told them that I will carry this same flag into battle and I will return that same flag to our people, and that is the flag we will fly on the day that our country is free. And I mean it. That is exactly what I intend to do. We will go to battle with that very flag and we will return with it. And that same flag will mount the very pole upon which our liberation will be celebrated. I am not joking. I don't joke when it comes to Biafra, because Biafra is the closest you can get to heaven. This is Radio Biafra once again, and I must welcome you wherever you are. By way of headline this very morning, no fewer than 300 officers and men are now on trial for mutiny. I want, of course, the listeners to Radio Biafra, you must continue to desert, continue to refuse orders. Before they even think about executing you, many more would have mutinied in the army. They can't keep executing people. It is impossible. You cannot execute 300 soldiers. The rest will revolt and kill all their officers. Therefore, nothing will happen to you. There is no way you can be executed. Any day they kill any single soldier for refusing to obey the orders of the vagabonds and the monkeys, that day the world will come to an end. Every soldier will turn against their superior officer and kill that very person. Therefore, you shouldn't be afraid. No matter the adversity, don't be afraid. 300 today are joining those who have been tried for mutiny. Why will they not desert? Why will they not rebel or refuse orders? You have not given them any equipment. The Zoo Army will buy equipment, and Buhari will ask his boys, Babangida will ask his people to give the same arms to Boko Haram. Have you asked yourself a question before? Where do they get their munitions from? They get it from the same Nigerian army. So, why are they trying these young men for mutiny when the Zoo does not exist? This army was created by the British. This army is designed to serve one purpose, to protect British interest. This army is not designed, the Zoo Army is not designed to serve you, not protect you. If the army was there to protect you, how come they did not protect anybody in Bakassi? How come they handed over Bakassi to Cameroon? This army is not doing the work an army is supposed to do. This army is a glorified police force, brutally cracking down on anybody with a voice of dissent, brutally eliminating those of them that could have brought light into the lives of our people. These are the people responsible for their own plight, their own fate. These are the illiterate, some of them are, not all of them, who are making it possible for the likes of Jonathan Okonjo-Iweala, for the likes of Babangida, for the likes of Buhari to remain in power. These are the people ensuring the ceaseless march of corruption in the lives of the people unfortunate enough to call themselves the animals from the kingdom of all animals on earth, which is Nigeria. These are the people making it possible. The Nigerian army is not an army. It is a force of occupation with AK-47 rifles. That's all there is to it. You cannot kill people for mutiny because they are doing the right thing. Don't stop rebelling against them. The Zoo is falling apart. Their naira is falling to pieces. Morale in the army is crumbling every blessed day. People are deserting in droves. People are refusing to fight because we will continue to tell all of you not to fight. Let us see the day they will execute one soldier. You will see what will happen. Let them try it and see. Of course, they know. They are mad. The only reason why all these generals and brigadiers are saying that people are mutineering and should be executed is because of the billions they have in their bank accounts. They don't want the life they are enjoying to stop. They want to continue enjoying life when all of us are impoverished. Some of you are scattered all over the world. Somebody is benefiting from it. Why do you think Theodore will one day just leave on his own? We have to force him to go. What makes you think that Chibuike Amaechi will one day voluntarily relinquish power? We have to force him to go. Do you think if we keep quiet that Okorocha will go away? No, he will rig election and he will continue to be there. You will get more Islam this time around, not just on NTA and a few mosques. Everywhere will be a mosque. If you don't drive them away, do you think they will go away? They are like a disease festering, worse than Ebola. If you don't vaccinate against them, if you don't kill them off, they will kill you. Every politician is a criminal and should be assassinated. They should be killed. They are your problem. The problem you have, I told these soldiers, if they had killed their superior officers, they would not be in this mess now. There will be nobody to arrest you for mutiny. Every Nigerian soldier, not the ones that from Niger or Chad who cannot reason properly, or one day was, every sensible soldier should turn against their superior officers and kill them. That is the only way you can emerge from this nonsense intact, or else your lives are over. They are finished. If Boko Haram doesn't kill you, we will kill you. Either way that you like it, because I said I don't want Biafra to come by peaceful means. And when HGP said, "My peace is rubbish. Everything born of a woman will die anyway." Have you seen anybody in the zoo, even up to 90 years old? Most people are dead. Are they not dead? People are being born, people are dying every blessed day. As long as you've been born by a woman, you will die someday. So why don't you choose how you intend to meet your end? Rather than allow idiots to determine your fate, you drink water from the gutter. You go to refuse bin to pick up food. You cannot talk. When you even go shopping, they will clear you from supermarket, according to Theodore's son. You have to leave before he does his shopping. After shopping, then you will all come back. There's siren everywhere making noise because the son of Theodore is going shopping. What nonsense is that? In the same land that we all own together, you must be mad. We have to stop them before they stop us. If we don't eliminate these people, they will pick us off one after the other. And how many are they? Hadiole, how many soldiers do you have in Omuahia? How many policemen? We can overrun them. We need the weapons to do so. We can overrun and hold all our territories. But we need your help to do so. If you want to help us, which I know some of you do, the number to call is +1 301 455 0460. If you want to help us acquire the weapons needed to go and fight this very battle, +1 301 455 0460. If you also want to help, I'm instructing our chief finance officer, Nenayanya, and also Nzurumike, our coordinator in Germany, and every principal officer in Germany, to make the account details of Germany available to the whole world. People can pay their defense fund direct to Germany. People can contribute or donate direct to Germany as well. This very number I've just mentioned is for those of you, the 3,000 that we wanted and a few from Asia. I call it 3,000 plus Asia, to participate in what we are doing, to make sure the glory of God comes down to this very earth, to make sure I want to meet my enemies in battle. If I die fighting for my country, that is the best way I can ever wish to leave this very earth. Sometimes I wish it to show you what sacrifice is all about, to tell you that we don't retreat nor surrender. I need weapons that I may be able to fight to, not just to liberate, but to defend that very land that our forebears had. Chukwu Abiyama gave us that very land, and Awosa should not be in it. Awosa Fulani should not be in Biafra land. Without weapons, we cannot fight. Without guns, we cannot defend that land. I don't want us to make the mistakes of the past. The same mistakes were made by the class of 67 to 70. I don't want us to make it. I want us to go into this battle prepared. I want us to go and fight, and I want us to win, so that our respect can be brought back to us. Very, very important, please. I didn't confirm seeing properties seized by Boko Haram in Chad, according to Envoy. They said properties are being seized. Some of you don't know what is happening, but we are here to tell you precisely what is going on, and that is the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth, because we are above law. Some will go up and say they have outgrown. Don't be silly. We have outgrown. We can't lie. It is impossible. For what? Are you going to beat us if we tell you the truth? The answer is no. So why must we lie? If we are liars, we'll be running to the newspapers of the zoo, claiming one thing and doing another. I don't go to them. They are begging me. There is one TV station in London begging me to come and see them, and I will see them. I have told them to prepare for Yoruba men who are intelligent. I need professors, from professors onwards, so that when I disgrace them, it will be complete, with reason and argument. I want to debate with people who are educated. Not idiots. You go and say Biafra is a member of the EU. You people don't think about the consequences. Biafra is not a member of the EU. It's a registered organization with an NGO. That is misrepresentation of the facts. And I don't like it. It's tantamount to lying. One day you are in APC, the next day you are in Nigeria. The other day following it, you want to do Biafra. The other one, you're not quite sure what you're doing. I don't need such idiots around me. Most of you don't know how to debate nor argue. Anytime they call you for any unity meeting, ask them who are the people there. Who are we uniting? We are IPOB all over the world. And we are uniting every day. People are rising up from everywhere to come and join us. Is that not unity? You have two or three people who want recognition and fame. They say, oh, let us unite. Come on, let us all unite. Oh, no, they can't put mad hole. How the mad is someone we see? Six people. You want to unite with millions of people all over the world. Are you not an egomaniac? You want to join a family that is in over 88 countries of the world. And counting. People are mad, you know. They're mad. One day, go and join APC. Next day, I'm an elder of Biafra. The other one, you are going to confab without mentioning Biafra. The other time, who knows what you are doing? Do you people reason at all? I don't insult elders. And I can never do. I created the Supreme Council of Elders. I created it. If I don't have respect for elders, will I create it? The answer is no. When our elders don't behave like elders anymore, when our elders don't condemn the killings of our people, when our elders are more interested in scrambling for peanuts than fighting for what is right, when our elders value their own lives over their concern for the well-being of their children, when you have elders asking you to join APC, they no longer deserve our respect. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. I didn't confirm seeing property seized by Boko Haram, according to the envoy. They have been urged to provide special intervention for education in the north. Provide special intervention. How about children from Biafra land? Have you seen their schools? Have you seen how wretched people are? Have you seen poverty and deprivation? If you haven't, you need to go to Biafra land. If you have not seen people living like wild animals, you go to Aba and see human beings scavenging on top of dustbin, refuse bin. People are living on it. They will know what poverty is. They will understand that we also need urgent intervention. It is the North that is stealing all the wealth belonging to the zoo. Our Fulani people, they are the ones with the most foreign bank accounts where millions are looted and stolen and stashed away. Our people have been in charge of the zoo. Our Fulani, I mean. You have been in charge of the Zoological Republic. You own the army, you own the navy, you own the air force. All the procurement is done through you. You established the NDA. You have all your officers within NDA. You control all the oil blocks. You control all the levers of governance in the zoo. Why are you complaining? If you don't take care of your education, you now want Jonathan to do it for you. Of course, it's Pat Gwari. He will be able to do so. He's a coward. Anything you ask him to do, of course he will do it. Fleeing their country's civil war, Ukrainian Jews head for Israel. At last, they are coming back to Israel. And I can see El Al, which is the Israel national carrier there, taking them back to Israel. Because they have somebody. The same way they are scattered all over the world is how we are scattered all over the world, including Chile and Lithuania. One day, we will be able to send Biafra Airlines to go and bring back our people as well, because we have been rejected by the world. You can't reject yourself. Our situation is not far-fetched or far removed from that being experienced by Israel. Are they all over the world? Yes. Are Biafrans all over the world? Yes. Are we being persecuted? The answer is yes. Is Israel being persecuted? The answer is yes. Is Israel the children of God? Yes. Are we Biafrans the children of the Most High God? Yes. It's similar. The only thing is that they have succeeded in making sure that they have established the state of Israel against the wishes of the British. The same thing that we must do for us to gain honor, for us to gain recognition. At last, Pope is now slamming brutal Islamic State militants. At last. So when I say they listen to Radio Biafra, they all do. All of them, bar none, including Obama. They are now slamming. I said to Pope, you cannot say that a Christmas of tears. Eh? You have to say who is doing the killing. Today, the Pope is now saying that, mentioning Islamic State, as we asked him to last night. This morning, he's doing so, which is wonderful. Wonderful. The zoo needs 80,000 base stations for good Guinea-Gabicon. For good what? For good quality of services. When I tell you that they listen to Radio Biafra, why do most of you argue with me? Why do you argue with me? Why is it that people don't understand how big Radio Biafra is? Is it because we have Igbo names? Or because some of you, when you call, you get to us easily? Is that why you don't know what we are worth? Is that why you don't know that we set the tone of political discourse in the zoo? Is that why some of you cannot read between the lines to know that we set the agenda in the zoo? I told the whole world that the reason why we have very intermittent, very poor telecommunication services is because of lack of infrastructure. Do you think they're not listening? They also listen and they want to also participate in Radio Biafra. Today they are saying, for us to improve our services, we need 80,000 base stations. Are you listening? Because I told them that your infrastructure in terms of communications is poor. Before, in the zoo, do you see such news come up? The answer is no. And mostly from Awosa Fulani, because they are the ones that listen to Radio Biafra more than anybody else. Don't you know that? Today they are telling you, yes, we have heard what you're saying. We need to build more stations, more base stations, in order to improve the quality of our services. 80,000. Ask them how much it will cost, they will tell you. Therefore, when you sit in your home and you're listening to CHK 97.6 Biafra FM, ask yourself, how much did it cost? If the amount is 100 Naira and you yourself, you want to set up your own radio station, why have you not done it? Go and try it now. 80,000 base stations to be built. Because we have lambasted them for their poor communication infrastructure, and our son wants the contracts, and they will get it. The cabal of the creme de la creme of the criminal cult in the zoo, running the zoo. These are the people that should be killed for things to move forward. If you leave them to be alive, you will continue to. They are like leeches. Allow them to dwell on your skin and you are more or less finished. You are gone. They will suck your blood until you are no more. Until you are no more. Now the news in greater detail before our lines open. I have not heard from the barrister. Barrister Nehiora, Kapoteya, if he's sleeping, he needs to wake up. This is Radio Biafra. It is his duty to serve his country and he must do so. He has to serve his country. Every time, even if he went to bed late, he needs to get up this morning and speak to our people. They want to hear his voice by a popular demand, not just by me asking him to come here. No fewer than 300 military officers and men are on trial for mutiny because they refused to go into battle against Boko Haram. It was learned yesterday. We continue to tell them because we know they are listening. All of you listening, serving the army of the zoo, made up of monkeys and orangutans, your lives are being wasted. The government led by Goodluck Jonathan is one of the most corrupt in the history of governance anywhere in the world. They do not give a damn about you, because if they did, they would have given you all the arms and equipment that you need. If you are in the military, if your brother or sister is in the military, tell them to stop fighting and head home. The zoo is no more. The zoo called Nigeria is finished. They censor information, but they know they can't censor Radio Biafra. They understand that very, very well. They know what the consequences will be. You will tell your brothers and your sisters in the military to stop wasting their lives. Our own admin, Gift Amefula, lost the in-law, the younger sister's husband, only, is it 3 days ago? Three, four days ago. We were all together when the news came to her that she has lost the brother-in-law. We are in Maiduguri. And I said to her, did you not tell them to withdraw this man from there? You serve your country through Radio Biafra. Why did you not tell your sister to bring back the husband, that we know what we are talking about? It was too late, and the young man is dead. She even wrote about it, removing me. We were all together when this nonsense news filtered through. He's dead. If you have your brother or your sister, you will also bury them unless they come back and refuse to fight. Leave that very place. I wish we had enough money to pay them. We would have paid them their usual. It's only 50,000 and some of them 40,000 a month. We will pay them that money and bring them back from that useless place and reintegrate them. Of course, you know our people. Some even lying to me. Some are calling me, telling me we are soldiers. And I asked one of them, you want to serve Biafra? He said yes. Which regiment are you under? Pora, he doesn't know. Who is your commanding officer? He doesn't know. He wants to scam us, more or less, as one of them did. Or two sets now. Oh, we're in the Nigerian army. We want to join the Biafran army. We want to do this, we want to do that. I said, okay, come back from Maiduguri. They said, we don't have transport money. We sent them money for transportation. The animal came. He didn't come back anything. He said, I asked him the next morning, where are you? He said, I'm in Benin. I went to see my wife. I said, I have not seen my own wife for months. I asked you to come back here to report to me. In Igwacha, he never turned up. Instead, he rang me the next day saying, oh, I entered a car stolen by armed robbers, and the car was stopped by the police. Now they want money before they can release me. People are lying, even with Biafra, and good will not follow them. That's how our people are. When they hear that we need people from the zoo army to come and join us, some of you will tell your people who are jobless. They'll be calling us, saying, I want to leave the army. They are not even in the army in the first place. Why you everywhere? Even the most mundane thing you want to steal with it. How sad can that be? A highly placed military source said their refusal to fight embarrassed the authorities after they were provided all the requirements. He said the military has addressed all issues and even provide officers and men with sophisticated equipment, but they refused to fight in some places. They had allegedly failed to perform their duties in violation of sections 60, 61, and 62. No matter the situation, the law has to take its course. The military is not being wicked as being insinuated. Of course you are wicked. You yourself. How many of your children are at the war front? Olukolade, Brigadier General Olukolade, that talks to journalists. Do you know how to fire a gun? The answer is no. You're a Yoruba man, so you're born a coward. How many formations, how many divisions are being commanded by Yoruba men at the battlefront? How many? How many? The answer is none. How about Hausa Fulani people? Do you know what they're doing in the army? They put people from Idoma. You see, anyway, if your family is not listening to Radio Biafra, it is your fault. Even while whilst you're waiting for FM to come into your village, you can at least give them £40 or €50 to put in satellite, to be able to get Radio Biafra on satellite. The price has fallen. 10,000 naira and you are on satellite. So can you now tell me the reason why
Can you tell me the reason why your family should not be on satellite? What is the reason? Only your wickedness and your apatheticness. People are apathetic to the plight of their families. They are dying. The army, in fact, try and kill one person because of this, your mutiny rubbish. You want them to believe in fighting to save the zoo called Nigeria. Why you, the general, why is your money not in Nigerian bank account? No, you love Nigeria, yes. You want to fight for Nigeria, yes, from your air-conditioned offices in Lagos and in Abuja. You are commanding men in battle. Let me ask you, why is your money not in a Nigerian bank? Jonathan Okonjo-Iweala, Buhari, all of you, Tinubu, you claim you love Nigeria, yes. How come your bank accounts are abroad? It goes to show you don't love Nigeria. You love her resources coming from Biafra land. Do not fight if you're a soldier. Turn your gun against your superior officer and kill him or her. Shoot them in the stomach. Their stomach is too big. That will kill them. Afonhe Buka. Useless people. Look at Alex Bade. Can he fit into an aircraft? The answer is no. How about Minima, whatever they call him? Look at how large they are. These are military men. Compare them to the men under arms anywhere else in the world. You see what a general looks like. To serve your country, agorago. Look at the baboons and the apes. They look like silverbacks in the Congo forest. How they call Zodimba? Look at them with their fat, rotund body and stomach. You're a general. You cannot run. With your bank accounts abroad, you're telling me that you love Nigeria. Such arrant hypocrisy. I can't stand it. I hate hypocrites. Can't stand them. Some of you say, oh, I'm into Biafra. You have come to learn how to gossip. You claim you want to be a Biafran soldier. You can't keep a secret. The Nigerian ambassador to Chad Republic, Mohammed Dauda, said yesterday he did not confirm the sighting of property seized by Boko Haram in Chad. He spoke in reaction to a lead story on Wednesday titled Property Seized by Boko Haram Seen in Chad, when he visited the head office of Media Trust Limited in Abuja. I did not confirm that those items have reached or we are seen in Chad. What I said was that investigation is still going on to confirm it. But as I speak to you, there is no evidence that those items have reached Chad, the envoy said. These are Chad people. They are Chadians. They are living in the zoo called Nigeria. They make them ambassadors to those places. Is there any Christian, have they ever sent a Christian ambassador to Saudi Arabia before? To Chad, to Niger Republic, to Jordan? They always send Muslims. And they also send Muslims to Christian countries like Britain, if at all you can call them Christian countries these days. And the USA as well. Our people don't reason, do they? Where you get your positions is a Nigerian ambassador to Belize. He's an Igbo man. To Belize, inconsequential places. Boko Haram, they are playing with you people. One thing after another, it never stops. Never, ever stops. The federal government of the zoo has been urged to evolve a special intervention to salvage the education sector from collapse in the northern part of the zoo. The National Association for the Peaceful Election in that's their name, National Association for Peaceful Election in Nigeria, made the appeal in Abuja when its board of trustees paid a visit to the executive secretary of the Tertiary Education Trust Fund. Professor Suleiman Bagoro, the leader of the team, Professor Dennis Itiava, an executive director of the Intergender Development Center, said the nation's education sector in the north is facing challenges, hence the need for special intervention to save it. Oh, how about the education in Biafra land? Have you been there before, Mr. Interventionist? In Awasa land, let me remind you, in case you don't quite know what is happening around you, there is nomadic education for Awasa, Fulani, Ndi, Na, Chun, Nama. Teachers are basically pursuing them. Teachers are chasing them. It is called nomadic education. There is also almajiri education as well, also in the northern part of the zoo. Are you not aware of that? There is also your normal education. You have Arabic studies as well, and you have madrasas. How many types of education? Almost five. They want more money yet to be spent in that part of the world. Yet more money to be spent. And I find that unacceptable. They are saying that they need, for you to have peaceful election, you must educate in the Hausa. The people, how about all their commissioners for education? I thought they said they at Chibok, they were writing physics. We are not in school in Chibok. That's what they said, no? They are writing physics. Hausa girls writing, when they are writing the physics exam. They are asking for more money to be spent. The same thing that the British will do. Please keep spending money on Hausa people. Continue spending money on them. Because all of you are useless and foolish. They control all the oil blocks. They control all the airlines. Everything in the north belongs to Hausa. Even cement is Dangote. Dangote is the richest man, they said, in Africa. Why can't he invest some of his money in doing some charitable work in the north? After all, Bill Gates does the same thing. Another rich man, we are told. They can't do it. How about Babangida investing some of the stolen billions in education in the north? How about the family of Abacha? Are they not from the north? How about Abdul Salami Abubakar? How about Sanusi? There was printing money in his house. Why can't all of you support the development of education in the north? Why must you also come to people that are not being paid salaries to even take the little that they have to go and fund education in the north? That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. Another education in the north. I see people are daft. Are we stupid? We know what is happening. We know what you are planning, and it will not work. This is what happens when you love your country and her people. As the Jews have now decided to leave Ukraine to return to Israel, they are coming back home to where they belong, because there is no place like home. People will complain and say, oh, they are not real. Oh, they are not the real people. They are Ashkenazi Jews from Europe. You, that is the original Jew. Why did you not fight the British to establish the state of Israel? Where are you? That is the nonsense that most black people will talk about all the time that gets me upset. Oh, don't worry. It was a black man that invented toothpick. And so bloody what? Where were you then when aircraft engine was being developed? Where were you when Edison developed the light bulb? Oh, they are European Jews. Yes. Don't you have Igbo people right now in Chile? Don't you have Igbo people in China? Don't you have Igbo people in Ukraine? Fast forward 2,000 years from now, what will you call them? They will intermarry with the people there. Their skin color will change. Their language will change. The only thing maybe with which you can know that they are Igbo is perhaps they were circumcised on the eighth day, if at all their parents can remember to do that. And perhaps they go to a Yoruba Pentecostal church. Will you then turn around and say they are not Biafrans? You can't say that. All this mumbo jumbo about Ashkenazi Jews in Europe is rubbish. Pure bunkum. Nonsense. The hypothesis of very lazy minds. Where were you when European Jews secured Jerusalem? Kebeno. When Ariel Sharon was fighting his way into East Jerusalem. Kebeno. You were busy washing plates all over Europe. People are not clearly. They have every right to return to Israel. And I welcome them wholeheartedly. After all, we are Biafra. Anybody who says they are part of us is welcome to come and join us. Israel is doing the right thing. Wherever Onurubewan Nabalo, so that's what they're doing. They are practicing everything that you stand for is what they stand for. They have heard the cries of Jews from Ukraine, and they have gone to bring them back to Israel where they belong. Our people will not do that. It's to be sitting back and gossiping. Oh, they are not real Jews. We are the real Jews. Kevin Bruno, where are you? You are the real Jew. Then we are. What have you? Where have you been all this while? Oh no, you are busy looking after an old white woman somewhere in London. Other people are suffering and putting their necks out, killing themselves, or sacrificing their lives to save Israel. In Eba and Akweli, Akweli. Mad people. They have every right to go back to Ukraine. That's where they belong. They are coming from Ukraine and they are going to settle in Israel. And I don't want anybody asking us to go to Israel. That's where we belong. You must be mad. Biafra land is where we come from. And that is where we will build. Yes, we have Hebraic line in us. Imo and Abia are descended from the lines of Ephraim and Manasseh. Anambra, as we know it today, is the house of God. GAD. The head, Ephraim and Manasseh, also came. That is Imo. Because you need to come from both places. And then Ezon, being the half-brother, traveled to Ijon. Most of you must know that. And then the first daughter of Unri was married into Igala. I was stopped by a policeman somewhere along the line during my travels. And his name was Ono somebody. I said, oh, you are Ono? He said, no, it's Ono. I said, what does it mean? He said, it means chief in Igala language. I said, do you know what Ono means? Where we come from? The same thing. And it was our daughter that gave birth to all of you. The daughter of Unri was married into Igala, which is not too far from the confluence of the river Mambala, joining River Niger. Are we not the same people? He couldn't speak anymore. Very, very simple. Igala, Idoma, Efiki, Bibio, Ijo, Isoko, Ishekiri, Urobo, Igbo, you are all one people. One, I said. Not two or three or four. Linked by blood. I did not say one people by mouth. It was, oh, we are Igbo speaking part of Delta. I met somebody in Asaba. Said, come on, get away from here. Igbo speaking people. After I lectured him, he couldn't raise his face anymore. Pope Francis have now used Christmas message to condemn the brutal persecution of minorities by Islamic State militants. The pontiff told tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square, Rome, not to be indifferent to the suffering of so many around the world. The Argentine Pope also appealed for an end to conflicts in African countries and urged dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians. He went on to condemn the attack by Taliban militants that killed more than 130 students in Pakistan last week and thanked those helping the victims of the Ebola epidemic. But he reserved his toughest words to defend the victims of Islamic State fighters who have killed or displaced Shia Muslims, Christians, and others in Syria and Iraq who do not share the group's ideologies. The Pope is speaking, but these are mere words. Words cannot solve anything. Action is needed. The Pope, if you don't want Islam to continue killing people, please tell the Roman Catholic world, especially the ones you have in the zoo, in Igbo land to be precise, to come out and join what we are doing. We are the ones actually defending Christianity, not them. Because if you sit by and do nothing, you will perish. You will perish. That is a fact as well. This is Radio Biafra. We continue our work. Very, very shortly, our lines shall open. And when our lines open, you will be able to call us. There are people calling from all over the world already. People call Radio Biafra. They are even calling as we speak. Oh my goodness. How they love this radio station. They do. And I doubt it too. Honestly. There are some people waiting all the time. Anytime we go live, they start calling immediately. And we love that very much. The zoo needs 80,000 base stations for good quality of service. The Nigerian Communication Commission, NCC, has said that for telecoms subscribers to enjoy good service for the zoo or around the zoo, they require about 70 to 80,000 base transceiver stations. The executive vice chairman of the commission, Dr. Eugene Jua, gave the hint in Lagos at the second edition of West African Conference on Electromagnetic Fields Exposure. Ndiara, look at the name, Electromagnetic Fields Exposure. They have all these conferences and nothing comes of it. Most of you don't know how poor Africa is, honestly speaking. You go back there and travel by road. You will see what I'm talking about. How poor the zoo is. Wretched. According to him, the 134 million connected lines and teledensity of 96% in telecom sector is being served by just about 29,000 base stations for both GSM and CDMA service providers as of December 2013, against a total estimated national requirement of about 80,000 BTS. That is why when we broadcast from the zoo, it keeps cutting. Was there any cut last night? Then says no. The same Skype lines you've been calling when I was in Biafra land and it wouldn't work. Did it not work last night? Because here, things work. In the dark continent of Africa, things no longer work. How sad can that be? But at least they're identifying the problems is a very good thing. In Biafra land, it won't be this way. We will use fiber optics. Fiber optics buried under the ground. High speed. High speed, dependable fiber optic lines to power telecommunications in your home. It will be compulsory. Everybody will be on broadband. Everybody. We know that some of you with Yoruba blood in you will also turn into fraud. There will be no bribery in Biafra land. You giving bribe will be arrested. The person accepting it will also be arrested. By the time we set example with two or three people, then the rest will sit up and take note. Or take notice, as the case may be. Don't you know that? If you are seen, can you believe on express as we are coming from Onitsha to Lagos, on the along the express, two lines, one coming, one going. Do you know we had contra traffic on both? You don't know which one is going to where. You don't. The lawlessness of the zoo. In Biafra land, if you take one way, in fact, all of you will have to go back to driving school anyway, including myself. Once Biafra comes, everybody will have to go back to driving school. If you are caught plying a one way in defiance of traffic regulation and laws, your vehicles will be crushed. We won't touch you. We will take the vehicle and crush it. Black people are so useless, it's untrue. Go to Benin, Shagamu Expressway. You'll find out what I'm telling you. I said, you see people, articulated lorry, coming, this is a traffic meant to be traveling, heading towards Ore. You see people coming back in opposite direction. Articulated lorry. And that's why people are falling and dying by the wayside all the time. Yet you have road safety commission. Nothing is happening. Naira stock crash, the zoo's economy loses 4 billion in value as well. Last night, the devaluation of the Naira by nearly 10% after a plunge in world oil prices, dwindling dollar reserves had knocked more than 40 billion of the value of the zoo's economy. According to Forbes, I reported this yesterday, Dangote is down. Tony Elumelu, the chairman of Hares Holdings, an investment company, Hares Holdings, which is wholly owned by Elumelu, is the controlling shareholder in Transcorp, a publicly listed conglomerate with interest in power production, hotels, and agriculture. Transcorp's current market capitalization is now $700 million, down from $1.4 billion at the beginning of November. They want to be like white people, you know. They are doing capitalization. You know, they read about Wall Street. You know, all those NCBNC, whatever it's called. You know, all those Bloomberg TV. You know, where you have stocks scrolling at the bottom of the screen. You know, they love it. They go to stock market in New York. The Dow Jones. They report it is very beautiful. They come to FTSE 100 in London. They are all these lines. So why don't we have our own in Lagos? And we will be saying how much we are worth. That is why these monkeys are doing this. And they have done it now. And their stocks are crashing by the day. Transcorp. They want to copy Russia. Transcorp. With holdings. Hares Holdings. Investment in agriculture. Where is the agriculture? In hotels, and in what other rubbish is it again? In power production, where is the power? Being produced by who? Who is producing power? Where is that? Show me. If they are, we don't know about it. And that concludes the news presentation this morning. And now our lines are open. You are free to call Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. Call Radio Biafra, we will take your call as they are doing right now, this very second. If we can get it. If we can find them, this very second they have called us. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. Wherever you are, you should be free to call Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. Our brother from Equatorial Guinea have sent us a text message. He said, "My dear director, happy Xmas, please, with the helping of some few." He said he's having no signal on Radio Biafra from Equatorial Guinea. Why is that? Why is that? You should be having signal. You should have signal. I don't know where you are if you have come to the village. If you have come to the village, please, it is 12335, the new range. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Turn your system down. Turn it down, please. Turn it down.
Okay.
Go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay.
Go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
Oh, this would not serious, are they? I don't like it. I don't like people who are joking. I can't stand it. You turn your system down. What is wrong with you? Turn your system down. If you want to hear your voice, you can go back and play the old broadcast. If you want to. I hate jokers. I can't stand them. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, director.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from London.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
My daughter, I can hear you.
Then go ahead. What is the problem? Go ahead and speak. What is the problem?
Hello? Hello, director, I can hear you.
Then go ahead and say Hello? What you want to say. Go ahead okay, and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
My name is Emmanuel Chimes. We are calling from London.
Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, I like your news presentation this morning. Oh, Lord, we are strengthening you more because you are doing a marvelous job to educate our people what about to happen in Nigeria. I know you are our Nigeria, in Igbo, mostly Igbo people are very stubborn people in general, but when you wake up, they are sleeping giants. They can do beyond any human being can think of. I know it's a hard job, very hard job, but we are getting there. By God's grace, when the 2015 commence, the Nigeria will witness what they haven't witnessed in their life. Director, good morning. God bless you.
Good morning and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. People calling left, right, Ebenin. People are calling us everywhere. My goodness me. I hope we can cope this very morning because the calls are too much. Even my secretary is in on it as well. He has called us and he will remain with us. Stay where you are. Obiome Bere, remain where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The one on the phone on my private line, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ezekun Dedele. I'm calling from Nottingham, director.
You are one of those of them who are determined, devoted, and a genuine Biafran. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you, director. On behalf of indigenous people in Nottingham, I would like to... Hello.
Continue. Say what you're saying. I'm not talking to you. Go ahead.
Okay, on behalf of indigenous people in Nottingham, I would like to welcome you back to the UK, director.
Thank you very much.
And I also want to use this opportunity to give a special thanks to your wife and your family, you know, for at least supporting you and having the patience while you travel around the world to make sure that our people have a place they call their own home.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, having traveled, I mean, having gone home and seeing what is happening there, I think it's a testament to your staying power to mention that you're gonna go to Nigeria or the Zub as it is called, and still go there, do what you say you're going to do, and come back. Yesterday, you mentioned about going to taking Radio Biafra to AM. That's a dream, and that is the reason why when you say you're going to do something, everybody need to come out and support you. The idea of these 3,000 full members, 1,000 in Europe and 1,000 in America, is a very, very good idea. I think it will give everybody opportunity. Those of them who thought that the defense fund is too expensive or is out of their reach. Now, this is another opportunity for them to come out and say, yes, let us support Radio Biafra. We have a lot of silent listeners to Radio Biafra. Every day, every morning, they will listen and they will go. They will not contribute any dime. What I want to say to them is this. You pay your TV license in this country. Radio Biafra is not a free franchise. It takes money and it costs money to run. Come out. Make contribution. Support the idea. The idea that you're going to have a place called your own home, free of any fear or any terror. Here in UK, you go to sleep, sometimes you just sleep and forget that there's danger. You cannot do that in Nigeria, in back home in Nigeria, in Biafra land. I met a guy on 2 days ago. He said to me, he traveled to Nigeria. He went to Lagos and he slept very well in Lagos. As soon as he crossed River Niger Bridge, he couldn't sleep. And I asked him, why do you think he couldn't do that? He said, the problem is Igbo people. I said to him, you're a very big liar. The problem is not the Igbo people. The problem is the fact that there is a concerted effort to create a livable situation in Biafra land. And if you don't come out and support what you are doing, your life will never be will always be the same. You go back to your village, you will not sleep. You go to another person's place, you want to go there and join. And whatever you do, you are in a foreign land. That place is a foreign land. It's not your own place. So I'm using this opportunity to tell everyone that is silent listeners, please come out and support Radio Biafra. We have lowered the contribution that need to be made. It's only 70 or £75. It's nothing. You can go to a club and a nightclub and buy a bottle of beer for £5 each and you drink about 20 of them and give to your friends. This is the best investment you will do in your lifetime because it's going to favor your children, your grandchildren, and your generation to come. So this is my contribution this morning. And what's more, on behalf of Indigenous People in North Africa and my director, I say welcome and thank you for everything you have done for us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Obioma, remain where you are. I have a caller who has come through my own private line. I don't know who that is. Can you hear me?
Hello. Good morning, director.
Good morning. Good morning, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Mike Majak. I'm calling from London.
From London. You have come through my own personal phone line, which means you're an important man. You're very, very important. Please go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, I just want to say welcome back to London. It's been a long time I spoke to you,
yes.
Almost more than 6 months.
That is correct.
And I've been following all the whole program and following all the effort. And I just want to tell you, welcome back and may God continue to bless you and your family. There's one question I want to ask the director.
Yes, go ahead.
There are those of our politicians. Let me give an example. There's a man called Humphrey Nwosu. Those kind of people who make sure that there is a lot of chaos in Igbo land with their during the Babangida administration. What is their fate?
I don't know. What do you want to happen to them? Biafra belongs to all of you. What do you want to see happen to them?
I want all of them to be brought to justice because what they cost in Igbo land is terrible. They cost a lot of terrible things. That people killing each other because of rubbish creation of local government here and there. They slaughter a lot of people. I want all of them to be part of the people that will bear the brunt of anger of Igbo people and the Biafras. So that's why I ask that question.
The thing is that it is up to Biafran people to do. You know, there are categories of criminality. There are those in the category of of the TLGs of this world, Ojos or Kalorocha, Sokorocha, you know, Iwanya, that are heavyweight criminals, heavyweight. Those that went out to go and bring Satan to us. And then there are those who are within, who may, because, you know, sometimes you can't beat them, you join them. Try to convince our people to be reasonable back home is very difficult. Sometimes when they try to convince them to be sensible, they say no, then they go ahead and criminalize everybody and every process. That is the problem that we are encountering. So the Biafran people will decide. They will decide. My job is to make sure that Biafra comes and that we kill as many Hausa Fulani people as possible in the process so that they can leave us alone and never come back. What happens to those of your people who are, those of them, what I call the first-class category of criminals, they will either be in exile or they'll be dead. But the second-class group, which you have just mentioned, you people will decide what to do with them, not us. Because they may decide to change tomorrow and repent and become more Biafran than we are. Then it becomes a bit difficult for us to go after them. But there are those that will never forgive. There are those who are beyond forgiveness. We can never forgive them. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever.
Okay. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, and keep listening. Thank you very, very much. I am now going over. I have to be tried. I'm not being biased because there are people waiting, people calling. But we must go. I must go to my own secretary, Obi Omebere, all the way from. He's working very hard for his country. Very, very hard. All of you must thank him as well. Obi Omebere, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Director. Can you hear me, sir?
Good morning. Go ahead, please, Akin.
Yeah, good morning, Director, and all BFRs and lovers of freedom all over the world. This Obi Omebere calling from the northern part of Sweden. Like Ifeomachi Oba said yesterday night, it was minus 20 where she was, but I was close to minus 26 than yesterday. So it's been crazy. However, Director, to just shed more light into what Ifeomachi said yesterday, I realized that a whole lot of Biafrans, yeah, we, in a way, we still having some documents, for example, Nigerian passports that still shows and tells that we are Nigerians. And I realized lately, due to some Biafrans that have been making some phone calls to me about the situation they find themselves in while being an asylum seekers. I realize a whole lot of Biafrans probably that have lived in an European country or the other before have sought asylum in that country, probably before moving to countries, but I'm talking about Sweden now. Yeah, there is this Dublin regulation that everybody should just know about. You are entitled to seek for protection in the first European country you step your foot on when you came into the European territory. That is one of the things the regulation said, that your asylum cases will be taken care of there. And I also realized that a whole lot of people use some fake names to seek asylum. It's probably some Biafrans are also guilty of these offenses. And to the best of my knowledge, when you seek asylum, for example, in Sweden, you are entitled to have a work permit, but the criteria for having a work permit is you need to provide an ID, which is an identity card from the country you claim you're from, or your international passport, which you use in traveling. So invariably, a lot of people use fake names, but they still have their passport probably hidden somewhere. And these are people that have, in a way or another, maybe did something wrong in one of the countries before they moved to the other countries, or they've sought asylum there. Therefore, in the database, they know they've sought asylum in that place. And when we find Biafrans in this kind of situation, sincerely, I believe our hands are kind of tied to helping out in this situation. Therefore, I'm encouraging all those probably new arrivals that want to seek asylum. One, even if you're seeking asylum with your present identity, which is Nigeria, always make them realize the reason why you're seeking asylum and mentioning Nigeria in your asylum case. One is because we want to be free from the entity called Nigeria.
and always use your real name, because there will be a time we don't have somebody that is Abubakar, Abubakar something in Biafra land. Those are names that are very strange to us, and we should also realize that a whole lot of immigration officers, they follow everything we do, so they know who is lying and who is not lying. So for any Biafran to portray our names in a bad shape will not be encouraged, even by us, regardless that we are trying to sing to it that no Biafran will be deported or repatriated in any way possible. So I'm just advising everybody that have found themselves in this kind of situation, probably talk to your lawyer, let them know who you are. And instead of making some lie, because when you lie today, you want to say another lie to cover the previous lie. So always try to set the record straight. And the other one, Director, about the project we discussed the other day, I don't want to mention the name of this brother. He's listening anyway, and he's in Norway. I've already told him, I've discussed with Uche extensively about this, and like you directed me to do, and Oforma is also aware. So I expect him to have contacted Oforma. If he has not, the brother in Norway, I don't want to mention your name, but you know I'm talking to you right now. So try to reach out to Oforma, and let's fine-tune the whole thing that has already been going on. So, Director, I wish everybody a Boxing Day, and I expect my own gift from London. my gift to you, sir, will be a part of this, our freezing weather, if you care.
I've caught cold already, believe it or not. I have already caught cold because I've been having changed from very warm climate to a very cold one. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. That's my secretary, Obi Omebere. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I believe they are not paying attention. I can hear the static, but they are not paying attention. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must graciously welcome you. We must accept you. We are live. We are direct. And humanity is listening to us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Director.
Yes, good please. Morning, sir. Good morning. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Imo State now. In Owerri.
In Owerri. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. I can hear you. Yes, go ahead. Is a call.
I want to know.
Your weather coordinator. Do you have a pen and paper? I will give you a telephone number to call. Do you have a pen and paper? If you have it, I will give you to call.
Hold on.
If you call our Biafra land coordinator, things will be better.
Okay.
It's 080.
080.
373.
373.
665.
665.
47.
47.
Yes, call that number. Call Chidebere, okay. He's a Biafra land coordinator, and he will tell you what to do.
Okay. Director, I appreciate you what you are doing. Just carry on, eh?
Of course. I will carry on. Thank you very much.
I just come back from... I'm based in this. I just want to tell you that you carry on what you are doing. Whatever you are doing, just carry on, eh?
I will. Thank you very much.
And
God bless you. Thank you very much. I have two callers on the line. I will go to the first one I picked on Skype. The second one, stay where you are. Stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. I can hear you very well. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Okay. Director, my name is Chukwuemeka Nneji.
Chukwuemeka Nneji, where are you calling from?
Yes, Director, I am calling you from Abuja, the heart of the zoo.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to say congratulations for a safe return to London.
Thank you. Please turn your system down. If you say one thing, it echoes. You say one thing, it echoes. Turn it down. I only want to hear your voice, not an echo, please, if you may. Only your voice will suffice. Only your voice do I want to hear, not an echo. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, I can hear you. The fault is not from me, Director. I think the line is because it is somehow digital or so. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. It's not, if you say it's not your fault, I
believe. Yeah, Director, there is one thing that has been bothering me. I decided to ask you this morning.
Go ahead. No, no, no. There is something happening. If the line is digital, then...
These are our Idoma people and also our people in Kogi. I understand they are part of Biafra.
Yes, they are. Igala. They are part of it, yes. Oh, my goodness me. These guys, they don't quite follow. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? On the other Skype, please. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, my Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Vitus Uchenna-Wankwo. I'm from Ikenga town in Agwata local government.
Wow. Ikenga town in Agwata. There is also Ikenga in Ezinihitembise as well. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Norway.
What is the temperature in Norway?
In where I am now, I'm in North Norway. So in where I am now, we have -26.
-26 degrees.
Yes.
My goodness me.
Because here in North Norway, we are almost close to Russia. Hey. So. It's very cold over this side.
26. Are there Eskimos? Unahundi Eskimo. Eskimo people, do you see them? -26, my God. Please go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead, my dear brother.
Yeah, my Director, I called to report the situation going on between me and the former coordinator, Lotachuku, here in Norway, because my coordinator, last time I told you they granted me on the June last time I called, I told you they newly granted us to stay here in Norway.
Yes.
So still we are still managing. Even I don't have work now. It's the money that they pay us, feeding money. From there I withdraw some money to pay for my monthly dues.
Yes.
So, the last, I paid my monthly dues for October and November to Lotachuku. So, I didn't hear anything from him. So, last time you were saying that anybody that pay his monthly due, that he didn't hear his zone mentioning on air that they have paid, that he should try and go and ask back the coordinator his money.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is what I do. That I called Lotachuku, I asked him to refund me my money back. He was talking rubbish, talking babas that don't I know that there are people still living in the office in Denugu. Those people they have to eat, that they have to do this one, they have to work for Biafra. I told him I don't know anybody. It's true, Nandi Kano, that I know Ikechukwu Enyiagwu, I know Rita Mbok, I don't know them before. So as far as Nnamdi Kanu don't recognize them anymore, there's nothing concerning me concerning them. My money should not go to Enugu when I pay you money to for my monthly dues. Now you are telling me you send my money to Enugu. I was making some argument with him. I tell him, he have to send me my money back. If he don't send me my money back, then anywhere I cash him, I'm going to deal with him in any form of my life.
Before you catch him, I'm sure that the Norwegian authorities will catch him.
Yeah.
They'll even catch him and bring him back home, and then we'll meet him. Yes. The problem you have with your people is that some of them, we don't know that time they will call Radio Biafra and say, oh, I want to coordinate. I'm Nandi and the ocean and they are gone.
Yes,
hungry looking for money. As soon as we said defense fund, let me tell you what the problem is.
Yeah.
As soon as we said defense fund, we need to contribute $8 million. Ndioshi na Ndiama, everywhere they are. X419, Yoshi, people who's through us talking trade is to deceive people. They said they're coming out.
Yeah.
They said they're saying, oh, can you remove this person and put me there? All they wanted was money. And now they have been exposed. And they are on the run. I told them that this is only the beginning. Because Biafra is going to come. Their trial will be public.
He was trying to deceive me, to tell me that Nnamdi Kanu is not doing anything, that this one, I don't want to hear anything. If Nnamdi Kanu want to do me 419, let him do me 419, because Nnamdi Kanu use the mouth to say that if he betray us in this struggle, that anybody that catch him should kill him. So that is not your problem. That is my own problem. If Nnamdi Kanu want to job me, it's okay. Let him job me. I know how am I going to fight for it. So don't tell me Nnamdi Kanu did this, do that. You cannot
what
direct
did I do? I asked them, Obo Gini Kamere.
Yeah.
Meregini Bogu. What have I done?
No.
Have I ever before gone to Nigeria? You people are the ones going to Nigerian police. I can't understand. You need to be extraordinarily brave to be doing something and blaming other people for it. Do I know Nigerian police? No. You people are the ones going to Nigerian police. How did I derail? I don't know if people. Is your recording the banyan? Do you ask questions like, how? What have I done wrong? What have I done wrong? That's it's nothing.
That they are working on ground. That the whole Biafra resolution fighters. They are now working together. It's only Nnamdi Kanu that is different.
Working
that
together with. Listen.
Hold on.
Let us treat this problem once again. Because if you raise it, I will deal with it. They said all the other groups are working together. Is that correct? Good. Let them continue to work together then. Why do they keep looking for us as the missing link? Those people working together are a group of idiots, former APC, Boko Haram, youth wing, claiming they are billionaires. These are liars and cheats and deceivers. They lie to themselves and deceive themselves. They plant stories in newspapers saying we are member of AU when they know that is a lie. They ask you to join APC in broad day. The band, you don't know. Admin on Radio Biafra London. Can you get me all these facts? Since you can't do it, let me do it myself. Since you don't know how to debate and argue, let me do it myself. Assemble all the interviews given by KDFE. Assemble all of it. Let me write an article on it. And then the world will be able to see. They went to confab, did they mention Biafra? The answer is no. You say you are in court. Are you no longer in court? Which country? That is my question to them. Which country has ever gone to court in this world to get their freedom? They cannot say. They are now working with our own sworn enemies, those of them who went and wrote to America. You want me to be in a group with somebody that wrote to US government labeling me a terrorist? That they should arrest me when I come to America? Are some of you well at all? You want me to go and unite with somebody that wrote to US government telling them that I am a terrorist? I was granted an interview at KLR station in downtown Los Angeles, where black people do not go to. Black people don't go there for interview. They granted me interview. The very honorable Mike Eisler gave me an interview on that radio station. Do you know Bilie inboxed them? Do you know Terry Paulson who he is? Do you know that Bilie we are inboxing them, asking them to distance themselves from IPOB? Are you aware of that? And you want me to check about what your nonsense as you go and work with idiots who are full of envy and jealousy? Why can't they float a credible radio station? I thought every idiot, Mandinebu drugs in Barcelona, Spain, drug peddlers and drug pushers, converting our office in Barcelona into a drugs den as a courier point, as a transit point. I thought they have a radio station. Why don't you go there and broadcast? Let me get to put on. They think this is easy. Ndibo. I want a martin as why I want as why I want. I don't know why I open the gun. You know, I'll jump to open. What is wrong with you people? you look at me and you think I will sit in the same room with people advocating for peace with the zoo. You want me to unite with Wazirike. Are you not mad and out of your mind? If they were good, why did the glory of God depart from them? Why can't they do what we are doing? Why are they afraid of what is to come? Because they know on this platform, when we say something, we do it. That this is Radio Biafra. Did I say BBC? Radio Biafra. That is who we are. Anna Gwonere. Nonsense. If you want to go and join this very family, go to your village. Go to the nearest IPOB family. Go and start begging them there and see if they can take you. I understand some idiots who were driven away from the UK. They still attend UK meetings. You can't do anything. You can't do... Somebody is looking for me inside Enugu with Nigerian police. And some of you are giving money to those people looking for me. Anytime I find any of you that gives money to Rita Nebog, born by an Awasa woman. Anytime to be given to Nigerian police to look for me. Satan will look for you. Boko Haram will find you. Idiots without shame and honor. You have no shame. All of you. Following these idiots. You have no shame inside you. It is your greed, envy, and you queen when you make it, that is what came out. That's all. You want to be Nnamdi Kanu, and I have to ujo. Is it because I visit countries and I come to you? And I have to ego. Ndiara and Yoshi. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, director, are you talking to me?
Of course, I'm talking to you. You are the one on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Director, my name is Chukwu Emeka Nneja. I'm calling from Abuja. By the grace of God, I am from Ngo Opala. Opala Iziama in Biafra land.
Do you give money to those police informants at Enugu? Do you give money to them?
Director, even if, yes, even if no, they conferred yes me and no cajoled me somewhere in Ogboni Shrine, it can never happen.
Please go ahead. Anybody giving them money, God will punish you. These idiots called Nigerian police. Police were armed in a Hilux.
Hello?
They came in two vans. Yes, I can hear you. They came in two vans looking for me, trying to arrest me in Enugu so that Nigerian government can pay them. Some of you are daft. You don't reason. What is a freedom fighter doing with Nigerian police? Looking for me in Enugu. Nigerian police. You people are not ashamed of yourselves to be talking about those of them who are traitors and police informants. That is why you have not gotten Biafra before now. Because you lack honor. You lack discipline. You lack compulsion. The spirit of God are not in most of you. No wonder they are was an Achinama Jinachino. Mad people. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, director.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to ask you something that has been bothering me, director.
Ask it. If it's a sensible question, I will answer you.
These are our people, the Idoma people, director. The Idoma people and some, I understand some of the people from Kogi State. I understand they are part of our Biafra, director. Is that correct?
Ancient Biafra, yes, they are.
Yeah, director, my problem now is, do you know, director, that these people, some people, I don't know if it is majority of them, but I know a good number of them are Muslims. Are you aware, director?
Yes.
And how do we plan to accommodate Muslims in our Biafra land?
I don't know about any Igala person that is a Muslim. I don't want us to distort the facts. Is Okorocha not a Muslim? Is Ilebunam not a Muslim in Owerri? Those of them, the people hosting the program on NTA in Owerri, are they not Muslims? How many Eses in Imo State are fully converted Muslims? They are everywhere. So it's not just those people. There are Muslims. After all, if I want to perform pilgrimage now, I'll travel to Owerri. You know, if I can see somebody to give me the title Al-Hajj, I will take it from there. You don't need to go to Mecca. You go to Owerri. Owerri is the Islamic capital. It's the caliphate. If you go there, it's like going to Mecca. It's Islam everywhere. What are you going to do to those people? That is the question. Because we are not a religious country, we are going to be. Biafra is our religion, does not mean Biafra land is going to be religious to that extent. People, Onyenachia, anything you want to worship, you can worship. As long as we believe in one value system and one creed. But one thing is obvious, there will be no mosque in Biafra land. There will be no building that is a mosque in Biafra land. None whatsoever. It won't exist. If they like, let them scream from now till the kingdom come. There will be no mosque. If you're a Muslim, you want to pray, you go into your kitchen and pray there. There will be no mosque outside. As simple as that. The same thing in Japan. There is no mosque, and they're doing very well. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, it has been a problem bothering me, Sha, but since you made it to be like this, Director, there's no problem. But then, if we still have them, it will still be like letting the cat out of the barn. One way or the other, Boko Haram will walk in. I'm telling you, these Muslim people,
they cannot
they
walk
have,
in.
You know, they pretend to be.
No, they will never walk in. And I'll tell you why they can't come in. Because our security system in Biafra land will be far more superior than any nonsense that you have in the Zuna. And I'll tell you how we're going to do it. Everybody will have a fixed abode. Everybody will have a place of work. Everybody. Because if you don't have work, you'll be doing community work until you find a more permanent job to go into. Everybody will have the identification biometrically. Every plate number will be registered with the government. If the plate number does not match the color of the car, then you are in one almighty mess. We will have what we call electronic surveillance and tracking system, not to infringe on people's rights, but to ensure the security of our country. We know what to do when the time comes. We shall implement it. If we can broadcast from a very tiny room in Biafra land and the whole world will hear it, there is nothing we cannot do. We are prepared for these people. But one thing is obvious. There will be no Islamic prevalence. After all, even in Knesset, the Israeli parliament, there are Arab Muslims who sit there as lawmakers. As simple as that. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, and we must continue. We must continue our work. The time now is 2 minutes past the hour of 9 here in London this very morning. And you have been listening to Radio Biafra. We are here to spread the gospel. Satan will come. A lot of people will come pretending they are something which patently they are not. They will come to lie to you to try and deceive you. But if you ask them questions, they will disappear. They say, ask questions. Ask questions. Have we not answered your questions? Now it is the time for us to ask our own. What is a freedom fighter doing selling information to Nigerian police? What is a freedom fighter doing calling Nigerian police for me? Unu neche kwa echiche. Simple. You want 1 million naira to build a camp. I told you to go to hell. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Okechukwu Minikwu. I'm calling from Osburg, Germany.
Osburg is in Germany. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, first of all, I want to appreciate you and I want to encourage you and I want to tell you to take it easy. That saboteur in everywhere in life, but don't allow it to discourage you. I'm Amnigne Fes in Heshirike. I know our people are very difficult all over. But because God is your strength, and wait to begin. Chineke Abagume, you get the courage to continue this fight. And I got achieve in Haikuno. Because I was talking to a friend yesterday who I joined this. I went my dear and then went into like Radio Biafra before. A friend of mine that packed from Munchen to Osburg. Then Yon Awam, he was telling me about Biafra that I can listen to everything in radio. So you have been downloading everything. Since then, I've been enjoying the program. So you are doing a very good work. And he even told me that now actually coordinate Osburg people. Kahan we can. Bido their own coordination, their own meeting as a Biafra. But for long, I always have a problem with Biafra. And we fem choro and the Biafra delay with. Actually, I mean your opinion on that. And the opinion will go a long way to help those of us or Ndunilena in that situation. And Liam Neku Obu here basara the issue of Osu caste. Because Oga Awenwete Biafra tomorrow, there's some set of people not about this Osu, somehow second class citizen. Not upon that. So you believe in Osu Garden at Biafra on him Choriji? That's my question.
When did you start listening to Radio Biafra?
I started listening to Radio Biafra this 1 week now.
Okay. If you had been listening to Radio Biafra, you will know from the beginning. I have also come to Germany to preach this very gospel. There will be no Osu in Biafra land. There will be no Ume categorization in Biafra land. Anybody referring to anybody as second class citizen as Osu, you will go to prison for a minimum of 20 years. There will be no Osu in any way, shape or form. Everybody is created equal before the laws of heaven and the laws of man on this earth. I said equal, equality. As simple as that. There can never be any Osu. We cannot be running away from discrimination in the zoo only to come and entrench discrimination in Biafra. It is falsehood. And I want people to also understand one thing. Make it very, very clear to them so they understand it this very morning. Osu caste system was brought about through 419 and corruption. Osu never existed before. Osu came into being because some people were inherently corrupt. The same 419 you have now is the same 419 you had then. Envy, greed, and jealousy. When you see a very beautiful girl, your own daughter is ugly. Nobody wants to marry her. Some across the village, somebody gave birth to Uremma, a very pretty, beautiful lady. You know you are ugly. Perhaps your own wife is also very ugly. So you give birth to something that nobody wants to marry. And then across the road, a beautiful child is born. And then you use your position as the chief priest of the village. You go and tell the people, maybe that time there will be pestilence or famine or whatever. You say that the reason why there is this famine is because this of this pretty girl that was born. And then you say that you use her for sacrifice to Arose. And Arose itself is falsehood. It is also a fraud to frighten people into submissiveness. And then when this Arose comes, you go at night, you sleep with the girl. It's powerless. The parents are powerless. Because it's just like modern day Yoruba pastor. Haven't you seen people being killed, saying they are possessed of evil spirit? It is the same thing in those days. Chief priest will say, oh, there's evil spirit in this girl. Oh, there is evil spirit. Let's cast it out. And then they go at night and sleep with the girl. The girl gets pregnant, gives birth. They now ask Ezemo, but that girl you say is Arose, a servant. She's now pregnant. Ezemo will say, it was the evil spirit that went into her and pregnanted her. Igbo people, you and fraud did not start today. Including Ibn Obabi in Arochukwu. You people, some of you are naturally fraudulent. That is why you will tell me that you're a soldier. I should give you money for transportation. Yet I give you money to transport and come to camp. And you go somewhere else. Because people are naturally fraudulent. The idiot in Norway, the short engine in Norway, is he not fraudulent? The idiots at Enugu, are they not fraudulent people? Looking for money all the time. It is in your nature, some of you. You look at this Hoshinaga. Some of you. The only thing you will ask when you go to get married is, do this family have a good name? Do they steal? That is the question. Because I don't want criminal blood in my bloodline. There is nothing like Osu. You call somebody Osu and you're finished. There will be no Osu in Biafra land. People are sick. You see people because they are good looking. They are fine. You say they are Osu. You befriend them, but when it comes to marriage, you run away. You say they are Osu. Who brought Osu? when we were migrating all the way from Afar region in Ethiopia and from Egypt, who was Osu there as we were coming? Who was Osu? It's only when you met the people of the forest. The Bijango people of the forest. We copied their way of life and their style. That's where you had all this masculine, all this nonsense, mom, rubbish, garbage, fraud, kobo. Is we chose to hear mom, nah, akweli, akweli. But now we see it as fun. We play with it. It's merriment. But in the olden days, it was very, very serious. There is nothing like Osu in Biafra land and can never be, because Biafra is a holy land. The tribe of Israel, they have no Osu. Do they? No, they don't. We are all created in the image of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, and only Him shall we worship. Mention Osu in Biafra land and you regret the day you were born. If your wife is ugly, the same way sometimes people are jealous, because I told them the reason why it took me long to unveil my wife is because she is intoxicatingly beautiful. If she was born in those days, people would say she's Osu as well, or Mwamri, as I make fun of her sometimes. Now, Mami, what, you know, what they call it, what's it called? Obanje. You know, there is a way, that's how beautiful a woman will look. I say, no, Obanje, call Obanje. Because your wife is ugly. This is Radio Biafra. We'll go to the land. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I believe it's Ikenna Wanonenyi, our own super coordinator himself, who has redefined how we should be coordinating. He redefined it. The man who raised USA from nothing into the very credible force they are today, making the impossible possible. If I didn't know him, I would say the miracle he performed in the USA is akin to turning water into wine. This is Radio Biafra. Ikenna Wanonenyi is with us. He will greet you. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, my director and the commander in chief. My name is Ikenna Wanonenyi. I'm from Bahenzaji in the Biafra land. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California, USA. I thank you very much. I'm so happy to hear your voice, and may Sugar Biama grant you Johnny Messi, you know. I have a very special announcement. Okay, thank you. I have a very special announcement. The Biafran Youth Association, this is very, very important, and I want people who are concerned, who are involved, to listen very carefully. The Biafran Youth Association, which is BYA in USA, is summarily dissolved. The Biafran Youth Association in USA is summarily dissolved. And any person or persons who are being groomed for coordination or leadership in this association, in this unit, are summarily removed immediately. There will be no person, any person who claims that he's being groomed for leadership or coordination, any person who is claimed that is making a mistake. So the whole association, or the whole Biafran Youth Association, is dissolved forthwith. So if there's anybody who is holding any document or holding any meetings, it's illegal. So all the youths, which are people between the age of 15 to 30, who either have been contacted, you know, to belong to this association or this unit, they should know that it's been dissolved. Okay. And another announcement is the coordinator of Mexico should contact me immediately. Not later than midnight of December 26th. The coordinator of Mexico should contact me immediately, not later than December 26th. And also, the coordinator of Trinidad Tobago should also do the same. Contact me immediately before the midnight of December 26th. And I want to use this chance also to inform if there's any coordinator whose coordination is not going very well, who has not contributed to the required money that we seeking, and he's been given some time to do that, he hasn't done that coordinator will be put on probation. So any coordinator who is not performing well will be put on probation. Coordinators in USA are doing very, very well. The ones in Mexico and Trinidad are not doing very, very well. So I want them to contact me immediately so that we can solve the problem. And what else I want to inform them, people who are coordinating should really search their soul and see if the reason why people are coming is because of them, they should step down. If they think there's any other person who can do the job better, instead of blocking the access for people who can do the work well, they can still be good Biafrans and not be in the coordination business, because it's an art and not everybody can do that. So if the person knows that, you know, he is not helping the restoration by being a coordinator and not performing and not contributing and not paying his dues, the person should step down. And also he can contact me so that we find where the problem is and see whether we can solve it. And also we have a new coordination, a new assembly family going on in Canada. I'm very happy to announce it. One Mr. George, Mazi George Ikpewujo. Mazi George Ikpewujo is doing very well in Canada. He started distributing flyers. So if there's anybody in Canada who wants to join the Biafran family, I should contact him. That person should call me first, because I don't want to give his number over the air. The person should call me at number 323-717.
Say that again.
422.
Start again. The first one broke off. Give us your number again, one, and then you go ahead.
My number is 323.
Yes.
717.
Yes.
4222. 323-717-4222.
That is with plus and one. The prefix is plus one. Yes. Is that correct? Plus one is USA number. Plus one. Yes, go ahead.
Exactly. And also, if you know, this is a clearing call to every person. If you know any Biafran or friend of Biafrans in Canada, Mexico, South America, Australia, please connect them with me. Or they can call me, collect, or flash me at the same number, 323-717-4222. Or if they choose, they can send me an email at ike.ccd@gmail.com. ike.ccd@gmail.com. So I also want to reiterate again, Biafran Youth Association in USA is immediately not functioning. And people who claim to be, or who think they're being groomed to be in the leadership position or coordination position, they are summarily removed immediately. We're going to restate it again and find new people who can handle it better. And Director, I use this opportunity to really, thank all the coordinators, the zonal coordinators in the United States, and all the principal, all the servants in the United States, both secretaries and treasurers, and the national coordinator and the COC. They are doing marvelously well, but I want them to double their effort. We have a goal, coming January, to double whatever we are doing in terms of evangelization. And we should start again doing the evangelization the way we are doing it pre-May 30. There's a slack in evangelization. Okay, so we want to, start and move it up to get more members. Because the more members we get, the more income we have, and the faster restoration will be done. And also, if there's any coordinator who has not paid, zonal coordinator has not paid his Biafran Defense Fund, you're already, in trouble with what the DOS has said, the Department of State. So you've been informed several times regarding that. So I appeal to every coordinator, zonal coordinators, a national coordinator, to double effort so that we can move this restoration as quickly as possible. Thank you, my director. Thank you very much for all the good work. And no doubt, the next year is going to be a year where we're going to start, you know, moving down and making sure that we get our own land. Thank you very much, Director. Chukwuebema bless everybody.
He say, our own very super coordinator from one to another, still on the United States. I have Martin Chilobe with me. Martin Chilobe is with me, not physically in person, but via modern technology. I will bring him to you. He is our Austin, Texas coordinator, one of the very pioneers and principal officers of this family in the USA. Those of them I met when I went there, he has been very steady. But only that the wife is more Biafran than himself. The same thing with Wan Onenyi. The wife of Martin Chilobe is more Biafran than himself. Therefore, I will not need to worry about him betraying us because he will not go back to his house anymore. He knows that very well. He is with me. Sir. This is Radio Biafra. Confirm who you are, please, to the listening public.
Thank you very much, Director. It's Martin Chilobe, indeed, as you said. And I hail from Newi, and Newi is in Anambra State. Thank you very much, Director. Of course, my wife is, she was created and molded and born a Biafran. So I couldn't possibly renege on my responsibilities or my duties as an able Biafran. I was actually born Biafran myself because I've never had any liking to what it's, you know, what we call Nigeria. And so it's also fitting. Director, let me first thank God for having, you know, guided you so far. Because, you know, every time you're in that zoo, we worry, a lot of us, especially my wife, all of us, we worry. But I thank God that he, for his mercies and, you know, having guided all of us so far. And my greetings and my my family's regards to yours as well, to your wife and your entire family, for especially to your wife, for allowing us to share you with the rest of the Biafran's in the entire world. I thank her for that, and may God reward her abundantly. Now, Director, I'm so happy about the clarification that you made about that Osu, that thing we call Osu, because it has so much divided us.
It's a fraud it, being perpetrated by you. Fraud,
of course, It couldn't possibly be something that is legitimate. I mean, who among us is more fitting than the other? You know, having lived here in the United States for a very long time now, for over 30 years now, you come to understand certain things. And I hope a lot of our people also that have ventured outside have been akin to actually paying attention to what goes on in their environments and that they've learned something. Because how is it that, I mean, it wouldn't make any sense. It would be so foolish that even when you live among the people that are hosting us here in this country, because these are foreign lands, we're in a foreign land. This isn't our place. You know, I'm not from here. I wasn't born here. Nor were any of my grandfathers born here. So how could it be that even as we live here, you know, we are blacks, okay? There's a special class for us. We're not equal to the people that call themselves citizens. That's I mean, everybody understands that. No matter how well we can try to, you know, play down the racism that is everywhere, how could it be then that when a white person, you know, treats you as a second class citizen, irrespective of your nationality or you're part of Africa, then that you can go home to your own homeland, and then you also try to make somebody a second-class citizen. That would be ungodly. That would be so ungodly. It would be so unjust. And as true Biafrans, that would be the last thing we would even harbor. So in my own opinion, anybody that even dares try to castigate somebody or try to make a person a second class citizen with the that title that we call Osu, we put that person away permanently and, you know, lock the person up and throw away the key. We cannot afford to discriminate against ourselves. So we say in Igbo land, you know? So we cannot do that, and I'm glad you clarified that. Apparently, the person that threw that question hasn't been a long listener, because it's something that you've preached over and over and over again. Yes. Now, Director, if you can indulge me for just a few more minutes.
Yes, I
want to say something about the person that called earlier, said he contributed his money to his coordinator, and the coordinator had the audacity to tell him now how the money will be disseminated or something. I want to tell the person to simply go to that coordinator and get your money back. It's either that or that coordinator confirms to you that he has sent your money to our financial officer in Germany. No two ways about it. Because that person shouldn't even have the authority. If that person is actually working for Biafra, or the indigenous people of Biafra, then that person doesn't have the authority to decide where he sends the money. He should follow simple instructions. There's such thing as obedience, adhering to the instructions given to you. When you are given a certain level of responsibility to do something, you should carry out to the paper. So the person should go back to the coordinator, either confirm that the money has been that he contributed has been sent to Germany to our chief financial officer, our princess. Or that he refunds him his money in its entirety without any penny missing, and very timely too. So that's one. Now, the people that are congregating all these meetings, they call it unity meeting or whatever it's called, whatever title it goes by. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Because I hear about Igbo people also always saying, oh, the problem is that we are not together, we are not. Okay, well, fine, fantastic. Now, indigenous people of Biafra are together. So if you want to be together, then come join us. Find out who your local coordinator in your hometown is, in your area where you live, and join so that we'll be together. But if you think that what we're doing, that we don't quite come up to par, you know, to your own criteria, no problem. We've set our agenda, our goal, our objective, we only have one, is to get Biafra back. So then, if you have a better way of doing it, you go ahead and continue doing yours the way you do it. After all, I keep telling people, we still have checkpoints in Biafra land, all over the place. People extorting money. It's not for security. You can start attacking those checkpoints every time. That's a part of getting us, it's an attempt to get us Biafra. You liquidate every checkpoint that you see. You kill those armed robbers because that's what they are. You kill them, you take their guns, search them if there's anything of value that will help in our effort, you get it. That's how, you know, it's a part of us trying to get Biafra, why we do what we do. So for those people that are having all these unity meeting left and right, no problem with that. When you are done with your meeting, pursue your own plan towards getting us Biafra. But my concern is, if you're so ashamed of even mentioning the word Biafra, then really, how genuine are you? And how determined are you? How consistent are you? Are you really fighting for Biafra, or are you fighting for something else? Because if you have a separate agenda that will just benefit you, then you're not one of us at all. Because what we're doing here is, we're putting our lives on the line, our knowledge, our skills, whatever everything about us, in order to achieve a more good for a more number of us, not just for our own personal agenda. We are not here to enrich ourselves. We are here to make sacrifices towards achieving a greater good for a greater number of us. It's not about our pockets, about our wealth, the cars we will drive, or positions we'll hold. No, what we are doing is making effort to ensure that the people that are coming after us, that they will have a better future than us. that we have a place that they inherit the what their fathers left for them in their own land, in our own land, instead of always running somewhere else for people that have fought, shed blood, and in some cases continue to do so for their own good. We cannot continue to do that. We can replicate the same in our own place for our own good. And so for those people that are congregating and they are so afraid of mentioning Biafra, I got news for them. I'm sure they are aware of the shipment that just landed in Kano in a one mighty Antonov jet that carried arms. Those arms were not imported by the Nigerian government. It was imported. Those were brought in by Hausa people. And who do you think? And this was done outside the government. The government of Nigeria had nothing to do with it. So, if those people are so afraid of mentioning the word Biafra, then what exactly is their plan toward getting us Biafra? How would they fight those people that are going to use those weapons? Because those weapons are meant for one thing, and one thing only: to kill those who would not adhere to their commands. And the ultimate goal is to get us all wiped out, because we have become a thorn on their side, even though nobody else, no other tribe in that zoo, no other tribe has worked more to advance the interests of that country. No one else, no other tribe has achieved more in that country. But they seek to kill us all, and it will never stop, because it didn't start just yesterday. It's been the history of our people. And so for those people that have all this unity meeting and all this and all that, fine. You now have to, after talking the talk, you now have to walk the walk. Do something, start doing something so we can see it. Because every day our people are dying, every single day, in so many ways, even in our own land. You can start by making sure that people that are driving vehicles, that they also equally licensed, allowed to carry guns, just like common people who rear cattle can carry guns. How much do their cattle worth? What is the value of the cattle? Even when they have only 10 cattle, how much is that? How much are those 10 cattle put together? Why is it that somebody also driving a vehicle, knowing that armed robbers are all over the place, cannot carry a gun to protect his life and his property as well? You can start demanding that and defying that law, because a part of freedom fighting is that you defy the law of your occupier. That's what you do. You defy that law. If they say that you cannot carry guns, you load your guns and you bring out with it, you come out with it. If a cattle rearer can carry one, so can you. And let me tell our people around Imo State, don't wait for, and this is not just, this is for every Biafran, everywhere. I commend the people that did the shooting in Bayelsa. That's how you do freedom fighting. You pick up you take a checkpoint, you study it very well, you go and free that checkpoint, you liquidate it, you kill every occupier, every armed robber that is there. It's a part of freedom fighting. They mount another one, you study another one, you take it out. It's a part of freedom fighting. So let me advise our people. You cannot wait until you have AK-47. There are shotguns all over Imo Land, all over the entire. There are guns all over the country. Find out how you can get one. When you take out one checkpoint, you take the guns and the bullets and everything else you can use there to augment what you have already. That's how it's done. We cannot just keep waiting until we see Jesus descending to start doing something. You look around in your area, you start doing the ones you can do. Don't wait. After all, with good shotguns, you are better off with somebody who has AK-47 at close range. If you know anything about ballistics and guns, you are better equipped than somebody with an AK-47. I'm not talking about a double barrel where you just shoot two rounds. There are ones that are 5, 6, 7, 8, and there are ways you can even expand the number of shells you can load in it. It's better. You square off with some of those. You start taking them out. If somebody comes in the village with some cattle toting AK-47, 3, 4, 5 of you, please make a great plan and take those person out. So, Director, I, you know, these are the things I wanted to voice out. I'm glad that you're here. You know, thank God for his mercies, and my greetings to everyone, all the Biafrans around the world, especially my members here in Austin, Texas, and Houston as well, all the people in my zone, and the Biafrans in worldwide, Japan, you know, the whole Asia, Europe, Africa, everywhere. We all one family. And our goal is to get that family back so we can go back home. And in the evenings, and we be happy living in our own place because there's nothing like home. And God willing, our dream will come true. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. And well spoken as well. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra, and we have come to the end of our transmission this very morning. There are some of you waiting to speak. I know and I understand that perfectly well. But this evening is another time we reconvene and we continue this very work. Two very important announcements, Obiomeber. I know you are under 26 degrees, minus 26. You will liaise with our people in Japan. So to finalize the date that I will be in Japan. Very, very important you do that as quickly as possible. Because we are going to preach this gospel in Japan, as I told them. I'm also making it very clear this morning that Okudili, Omali, please, you are still our coordinator in Girona. Girona is still very strong. It is only Barcelona that was dissolved, by which I mean Barcelona Metropolis, not Catalonia, Barcelona Metropolis, where our office was turned into a drug courier. Base, we won't allow that to happen. Impossible to happen. I hate fraudsters and criminals. I can't stand them. It won't happen. Girona is still bona fide Biafran family going. I don't care if there is only one of you there or not. You are still part of this family. And the money that you paid to people who have now turned out to be criminals and scammers, you are entitled to get back from them. I have told them, you don't want to find yourself in court, and some of you will be deported. IPOB is a registered trademark. You don't conduct criminal activities with it. Don't try it. Do not try it. You cannot take money from people, people contributing money towards the restoration of their country under this very command, and you divert those funds for your own personal use. It is not possible. Those of them in Barcelona, they know themselves. You must return the defense fund to those that paid it. They paid it into the coffers of IPOB worldwide, not yours. You will return it, or you will live to regret it. You will return the money to the person that paid it, Okudili Omali, who is our coordinator in Girona, or you will live to regret it. Return his defense fund to him. Barcelona remains shut down indefinitely. Nobody from Barcelona will be admitted into any gathering of Biafrans anywhere in the world until we have had the time to go there to clean it up. There is too much mess, too much envy and idiots planning to float radio. Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to you this morning. We shall also come to you this evening. Wherever you are, remain very strong, remain very resolute. Our prayers, our thoughts are with all of you who are genuine. All police informants will die before Biafra comes. Every traitor will perish. All of you will perish. Dozike Rife of Bilie said, go and join APC. That's what he said. I have the material here in front of me, if I'm not mistaken. Ndi Igbo should embrace APC now in the Sun newspaper. I have forgotten the date. I want every admin. Sometimes our admin are a bit lazy on Radio Biafra. They should go to work this very morning. Remind everybody why I don't want Bilie around me. Circulate this very information. I told you they are APC people. They are APC. And those AK Dife, whom I used to have so much regard for, have come out openly to say, vote for APC. Go and join, he said. Oh, God in heaven, these people. I don't know why. Reason and think properly. Then you will know where the truth lies and merchants of doom. Police informants. APC servants, they are now congregating together, trying to do peace and unity with us. You don't know who we are? Do we look like fraudsters? We are resolute, determined, and consistent. We do not change. Don't bring it close to Radio Biafra, or else you will live to regret it. Join us again this evening. You have heard this gospel this very morning, because here on Radio Biafra, the word of God is being preached without fear nor favor. That is why Biafra to me is my religion. Here is where I worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But something more critical than Biafra, than life itself, is Biafra. There is nothing greater than Biafra apart from Chukwu Abiama. Biafra is the greatest thing in the whole world, in mortal world. Only Chukwu Abiama is greater. Biafra is more important than life itself, more important than looking for money, more important than living in a good house, more important than your family. Biafra is the closest you can get to. After Biafra, then you meet heaven. That is why Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. From me here in London this very morning, at last I can continue my journey to be able to see my family. Good morning.
Victorious, our trust.